about to head into a little more science with Kenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbits. Thanks for being here, Kenny.
Oh, good morning. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. I had a very chilly ride to the radio station this morning. I would say it was in the teens with a brisk wind coming off the hill.
Yeah, you're not kidding. It was so you're colder up there, but we got more wind right now down here. So I was biking into work, too, and I have about a two-mile stretch where I have to go straight west.
There's nothing.
I mean, I know you think the city, it's all built up, but there's actually, you know, between where I live and where I work, there's this kind of industrial corridor that's pretty open. And, wow, I hit the wind, and it was I mean, it's really humbling.
Yes.
And kind of, I'm sort of humbled and shrunken by the weather because this is a huge system. It started on, you know, late on Monday or Tuesday, depending on where you were, and we're still getting strong winds today. I mean, riding into the wind, we're still getting 40-mile-an-hour gusts down here. And the,
whoa.
Yeah, so, you know, and you just feel the enormous force of the wind. And, you know, there's a little section where I ride through kind of a park area near Como Park, and the trees were just roaring. Like, you know, it sounds like the waves crashing on the lake during a big storm.
I mean,
it was just this wild sound. And it was sort of the wind was saying, you think you're going somewhere? I got news for you. Oh, I see you're wearing a windbreaker. Well, let me turn that into a sail. You're not going anywhere. It was a good ride, and it took about 50% longer than normal.
Oh, my gosh.
What a storm. How'd you do? Did you get slush and snow mixed in with the rain?
Yeah, well, we got at least a day of rain, and then yesterday it snowed all day, but by the end of the day, there was no snow on the ground, so I don't know what the deal was with that. So, and overall, though, I think over the week we've gotten about 0.7 inches of moisture I've been measuring. So definitely some serious moisture, but nothing that lasts very long, but it definitely is enough to make everybody annoyed and mad, and lots of wind stories up here too. Wow.
Oh yeah. So, I mean, just kind of recapping this storm, and what a storm. Here in Minnesota, it starts really on Tuesday. That's kind of where it gets going. We knew that there were going to be big thunderstorms in southern Minnesota, and we knew that there was going to be heavy snow in far northwestern Minnesota. The timing kind of threw us off. The big storms were on track for Tuesday late afternoon and evening. But we got these front-runner storms, these forerunning storms. Sometimes we just call them runners. They're out, they develop a couple hours ahead of the main batch. They kind of signal what the atmosphere can do. And what a shot across the bow this was, because these storms went down on I-35 south of the Twin Cities. They were just supposed to be little, you know, kind of light afternoon thunderstorms with maybe some moderate rain. These things went berserk. They blew 9 semi-trucks off the road, tipped them over on 35 north and southbound. They had to close the highway and then just kind of did a real number on the power grid in Rice County in that same area. So the areas around Faribault and Northfield had power out for parts of the afternoon. I think several thousand people without power. There are not a lot of people in that county. And then there's a swath of hail. And this is before the main event. Main event starts later in the afternoon on Tuesday. We start seeing reports of hail, large hail in South Dakota, hailstones coming in Minnesota. Then after dark, I mean, we get, you know, in the Twin Cities area, most of the southeastern kind of one-third of the state just gets constant lightning and thunder all on and off all evening. No real heavy rains in most areas. There were some isolated areas that got 2-3 inches. After dark, around 10:20, 10:30, a fairly substantial tornado moved through far southeastern Minnesota, did pretty significant damage, wiping out a lot of buildings. It's a town that a lot of folks had never heard of. It's south and east of Austin. It's spelled T-A-O-P-I.
Huh.
I'm not sure if we have an official pronunciation. We'll call it Teopi.
Okay. Wow.
But, yeah. So, and then while this tornado was striking, there were 2 to 3 inches of snow falling per hour just east of Grand Forks and near Crookston and Thief River Falls in the Red River Valley. And that was associated, of course, with a much larger North Dakota blizzard that we, for the most part, didn't get affected by, but that dropped 20 to 30 inches of snow over a huge area of North Dakota. I mean,
wow.
You know, half the state got, more than half the state got over a foot of snow. And an area about two times the size of the Minnesota Arrowhead got over 20 inches. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You know, St. Louis, Cook, and Lake counties, you're getting close to 10,000 square miles, and you can double that. And that area got over 20 inches of snow in North Dakota. And, yeah, so, and then we get, you know, kind of Wednesday, nothing much was happening in Minnesota. It rained a bit in your neck of the woods. And then we got the snows on Thursday and the wind. We had 50, 55, 60, 65-mile-an-hour wind gusts across different parts of the state. And, you know, not huge reports of damage from that, but you can see a lot of garbage cans blown around all over Minnesota. You know, yard, if you're, if you had loose items in your yard, they're gone. And now we're just kind of in the, we're recovering. Are the skies clearing up there?
They are, actually. It looks like there's going to be some calm now. I mean, you make me think we really didn't see a darn thing compared to what was going on everywhere else. We had a beautiful, you know, northeast gale with big swells, but, you know, I don't know if I was just unaware or if, yeah, it wasn't what, the drama was happening elsewhere for the most part, I guess.
I mean, that's usually the case. Think of elsewhere as always much larger than right here.
Right. Right? Good point.
So there is always, it's always going to be something better somewhere else or something more interesting or more violent or whatever. But, you know, here in the Twin Cities, we didn't, it wasn't that dramatic, but you go 75 miles to the south, and that's where the semis blew over, 50 miles to the south, or you go, you know, a couple hundred miles to the northwest, and it's snowing hard. But, yeah, we didn't have that much of note here. It's just when you look at all the different pieces, this storm system took up half of the continent. So, I mean, it doesn't surprise us that it's taken several days to get through, and it's caused a lot of different types of weather.
Yeah.
Going to recover a little bit for the first part of the weekend. Should have some sunshine today, sunshine on Saturday, and then got more snow coming.
Yeah, I was going to say, tell us what's coming. Give us some hope.
Yeah, you can't ask me that.
Okay, just tell us what's coming.
Snow, if you're hoping for snow, I got good news for you. No, you know, we're going to get wet. Mostly, I think a lot of this will be Sunday night, and by the time you get into Monday morning, it'll be ending, if not over. So it's not really going to ruin your day. I think you can salvage a decent Sunday if you have, you know, religious activities of any sort.
Yeah,
or if you're of other persuasions, maybe Friday or Saturday are the important days for you. In any case, the weather looks okay Friday and Saturday. It's still going to be cool. We're going to have cool air in the region all weekend. Rain and snow again on Sunday. Some accumulating snows, especially in the high areas where you could get several inches. And then we take a break, and then it comes again in the middle of the week, a much weaker system, you know, again kind of squeezing out some moisture, but it doesn't look like one of those big midweek kind of monster storms like we've been having several weeks in a row. But we do remain in an active pattern. And, you know, North Dakota, which has received 20 to 30 inches, is probably going to get another 6 to 10 inches of snow over the next several days here. So, yeah, kind of a wild time up that way. There are signs of warmer weather coming. By next weekend, at least some southerly flow. I don't know how warm it's going to make it for all of us. And, you know, these things are elusive. But we're getting to a time of year now where just let the sun out and it can get pretty warm as long as it's not too windy. So I think that the hope is, you know, to give you all hope, I can say, you know, sure, it might snow a little bit more, but the clock is running out on this thing. I mean, there's only so much winter left because the sun is incredibly strong right now.
I mean,
it's almost, we're halfway through April, so we're a month past the spring equinox, which means this is like a mid to late August intensity.
Right. Good. Well, we're going to bank on that sunlight. I think you're right. I mean, Yeah, it's got to. It's the summer's got to take over at some point from another north wind battle that's happening. So I'm glad to hear you say
time.
you see signs of something coming from the south. That's
yeah,
great news.
We see signs of stuff coming, and you know, like I said, these types of winters that last long, they tend to end very quickly, and all of a sudden, you know, instead of having that slow dragging up towards, you know, through spring, we missed all of that. So now we just get advanced right into late spring, early summer, as soon as this phase ends. It'll end quickly, I'm sure.
Great. We'll be ready. Thanks, Kenny. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, bye-bye. Kenny Blumenfeld, senior climatologist with the Minnesota DNR.